obviously a longer preseason, does that work to your advantage? That, hey, even if you miss a week or two here, still have a lot of time to catch up?
Preseason, no preseason, it's still the same 2 weeks of rehab and recovery. So, you know, I guess the advantage would be getting the extra time with the guys, being in the room, you know, being on the field, bonding with everybody.
What's it been like seeing that competition right now play out? It's a fierce room right now, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun to watch. I mean, that's what you want to see. I mean, you want good competition because, you know, hoping that I make the team. You know, I'm never going to assume anything. That's kind of guy I am. Then you know the other guys on the team are going to be ballers as well. So,
how focused are you on doing mental reps? Obviously, physical's not happening, but how focused are the mental reps for you?
I'm very focused on those. That's all I can get right now. So, doing everything I can to make sure mentally I know what to do when it's time to do it.
How important are those, though? I mean, especially in an offense like this, when the wide receiver group could be such a focal point of it.
That's very important, especially at this level. You know, you don't have time to not know what to do if you haven't been able to get the reps and then just go out there and then you're trying to play catch up and you're a week or 2 weeks or however long into the preseason, you know, for somebody in my case.
Ty, you and Jordy have had no choice but to watch so far. Do you guys confide in each other, kind of pushing each other to keep this thing going and staying positive? Or how does that at work between you two guys?
You know, as far as mental preparation goes, we feed off of each other. More so me feeding off of him. He helps me out a lot.
You bored?
Am I bored? Nah. I come to work. I'm getting a paycheck again. I love what I do, so no, I'm not bored.
Are you still able to work on fundamental catching things and things like that, just so that when you come back, that part of the game is...
Oh, yeah, no question. Whatever these CBA rules allow me to do, that's what I'm doing.
Do you guys get a chance to sit in the same meeting rooms as the quarterbacks?
I mean, we have our ways that we meet. We meet together. Sometimes we break up in individuals.
Just wanting to, I know that the timing, not only on the field, but just the signals that you get from the quarterback out to the receivers, depending on what kind of defense is being played.
I mean, signals, you don't really need to be on the field. That's just mental work. You know, I guess it helps to see it, get the timing of when stuff comes. But you know, at the end of the day, the only thing that's going to get you the type of rhythm and connection you want with the quarterback is to be on the field.
What's the last hurdle for you, do you think?
I don't know.
Cutting. I mean, is there any like particular thing you think is slower to come back than the other?
You know, I feel like anytime you come off of a surgery, especially an extensive surgery like I had, no matter what it is, you're going to be sore. You're going to have those days where it just doesn't feel good. But that's normal. You got to learn to push through that stuff.